Welcome back. It's the Faith Radio Network. Bill Meyer here. Ladies, if you're married, you ever wish your husband had come with an instruction manual? Here to give you a few solid instructions is author, speaker, and communications expert Mike Bechtel. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So I love the title of your new book, I Wish He Had Come With Instructions, A Woman's Guide to a Man's Brain. By the way, the cover art cracked me up with the little robot guy. What are some of the fundamental things about a guy's way of processing information and then responding that women really need to know, need to understand?
You know, Bill, I think one of the most fascinating things for me when I first started researching this is there's so many books out there that are written on how to deal with men, but most of them are written by women.
Mm.
And I thought, a woman's never been inside a man's brain, just like I've never been inside a woman's brain. And so I thought, there must be a way to have some understanding. And I think one of the most fascinating things I found right at the beginning was some of the research about how the brain actually operates, that we have what's called gray matter. And I think we've all heard of that. We have a lot of gray matter if you're smart. And then there's also what's called white matter, which is the connective tissue that connects different parts of the brain to each other. Men have about 6 times more gray matter than women do, which sounds like it would be a lot smarter. But what it means is they tend to focus. You use the biggest part of your brain. Women have 10 times more white matter. So they connect everything to everything, which is why one of the key differences is that men tend to focus on one thing that's in front of them, whereas women connect 20 different things around the same thing. And you put those two styles together, it can make for some interesting conversations.
And it's some interesting marital conflict as well. I think most of us have seen that. Now, one of the things you say in your book, which I thought was interesting, you said, excuse me, men are just tall boys. What do you mean by that?
Well, when you take little kids and put them on a playground and watch them play, boys or girls, but especially boys, they're always saying, Mommy, watch. Daddy, watch. Swing me. Read to me. Can I come too? Little boys want to be known. They want to be loved, and they want to be respected. And it's just that drive that they have. They say that you can look at a 6-year-old boy and get a pretty good idea by looking at their temperament and kind of how they handle life. You get a pretty good idea of what they're going to be like when they're 60, that basic wiring is there. You take most men, they still want to be known. They still want to be loved, and they still want to be respected. But primarily, they want to be respected by the woman in their life.
And that is so key. And yet there are a lot of women, I'm sure, listening right now who would say, well, my husband doesn't deserve to be respected. How would you respond to that?
Well, there's I think there is some truth to a lot of that, because what I wrote the book for was not a book on how to fix a man or how to change them, but it's really a book about understanding. My wife reminded me that I don't have the right to tell a woman how she should think since I haven't been inside her brain. So I wrote it more as a tour guide, where I've been on this journey inside a man's brain for a long time. I'll show you the high points and the toxic waste and some of the scenic lookouts, but it's really not so much a matter of how do you change that person. It's just understanding them, understanding the journey. And so there are some men that we would consider toxic, that there's some unhealthy things. This really is talking about a healthy relationship with a healthy man. And if it goes beyond that, there are, I even mentioned in the book some things about there's times when you need professional help. If I have cancer, I'm not going to try and treat it myself. I'm going to get an expert to come in alongside.
And that's certainly for many couples something that they need to consider, prayerfully consider going and getting some help, getting some counseling. Mike, let me ask you this. This is more of a cultural issue. In the past couple of years, there's been a whole lot of emphasis on equality in the workplace. And I know in your book you address this. What's the difference between like how equality is different from equal?
Well, I think that it boils down to the fact that we need to respect each other. And there is definitely a need for a recognition of respect for each other in the workplace, because it has been unbalanced for so long. But in doing that, the way they've approached it has been men and women are equal, but they're really not. They are different in how they approach things, and we can dress alike and try and function in the same way, but men and women bring different things to the table. So there is the need for equality, to treat each other with respect, but there's God-given differences that were wired into us. The key is not to try and make them into something they're not, but to try and understand how the other person thinks, use that richness to bring into a relationship, in the corporate boardroom or in your house, any kind of relationship.
How do you react, Mike, when you see some of the things that are happening in the public schools right now, where there's this, you know, effort to erase all gender differences and basically even, you know, get rid of the words, you know, boy and girl and man and woman. And I think even, you know, Princeton now, you can't say man hours or, you know, the air conditioning man. It's a fresh man.
Right.
Obviously, you've done a lot of research in this area. It seems like we're doing a real disservice to our children by playing down these differences.
Well, I think we are, because what we're doing is ignoring the reality that there are physiological and biological differences that men just have a different way of operating, and women do too. And it's not that one's right and one's wrong, but there's a tendency a lot of times, I think, when men and women, when they get together in a relationship, it starts out well, and then they think, gosh, what happened? This isn't the person that I thought it was. But it's just they're discovering some of those differences. The differences are real, and if we don't help our kids understand that it's not bad, it's just that they're real, it's going to short-circuit them, I think, for how they function in relationships and communicate as they go through life, because those differences are real. The more we can help them see the reality of that and celebrate the richness that comes from those differences, it can really set them up for success in the future in their relationships.
We're talking to Mike Bechtel. His new book is I Wish He Had Come With Instructions, A Woman's Guide to a Man's Brain. Stick with us. We'll have more coming up here on Faith Radio. Good morning. 46 minutes past the hour. This is Faith Radio. It's Bill Meyer with Mike Bechtel. He is the author of a new book, I Wish He Had Come With Instructions, A Woman's Guide to a Man's Brain. And ladies, if you have a question for Mike based on some of the things we've been talking about, love to hear from you. You can call us at 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Mike, how does a guy view his partnership with his wife, maybe differently from the way that she may view him?
They look at it a lot differently because they still have the same basic needs. But a lot of it has to do with communication, because men really want to make a difference. They're wired to win, but they don't have to do it. They don't have to win over their wife. They can do it with their wife. That the drive that men have to succeed and to win in situations like that, they want to be the hero, and it's wired into them. Look at the movies that men tend to watch. They tend to go for action films where there's a hero that's trying to save the day. But it's interesting, because a lot of times women think that men just aren't romantic, that they can't do that. But men tend to be very romantic. But when they want to save the day, you notice those movies, those action movies, they're usually doing it for a woman that's in the background. They're trying to save the day and then do it for her, or come home to her. So there's always that love interest that fits in there. I think it goes into so many different areas, just how they communicate. Men tend to, they tend to be very straightforward, and they just focus on one thing at a time. So when a woman hints at what she wants, he usually won't pick it up. And it's not because he's not paying attention. It's just his mind doesn't go there as quickly. And so if she says, I am so tired of just cleaning up the kitchen all the time, he thinks she's stating a fact. And what she really wants him to do is to help. And so one of the best ways she can do it is just to be very straightforward and say, you know what, I'm really tired of cleaning the kitchen tonight. Could you just come help me unload the dishwasher? That would be great. And now he probably will respond positively to that, because he knows what to do. Most of the time he doesn't know what to do. But if she's direct, It's not that he's being insensitive. He just doesn't think that way. And so she's giving him something specific where he can be the hero in her life.
You know, one of the places I've seen more and more marital conflict erupt is when couples try to engage in what we call mind reading, assuming that their partner should know what they want or need from them. And that inevitably is going to lead, because, you know, in your seething, you're, I can't believe he doesn't see the dishwasher. You know, and you make a really good point. It's, honey, could you help me tonight? I'm exhausted. Could you handle the dishes? Easy request. We would hope and pray that the guy would respond positively. But you can't just assume, especially with guys, that they're going to get it. And part of that is that focus we talked about, right? They're not necessarily taking in the whole scene. They're, guys are not probably as good in most cases at multitasking as women are.
Well, it's true. In fact, my wife and I can go out to lunch with different people. She can go out with one of her friends. I'll go out with one of mine. And she'll come home and she'll give me sentence by sentence what happened in that conversation. And sometimes I've told her, I said, I think your description of the lunch took longer than the lunch did, because she has so much detail and she's connecting it all. And then she'll ask me, she said, well, what did you guys talk about? And I'll go, stuff. And I really can't remember, because I've gone past that. It's like I was fully in the moment with my friend when I was having lunch with him, but now I've moved on to something else. And it's that differences in how we communicate. A woman can, they're driving in the car, the woman says, or the man says, says, well, let's go home. And she says, well, you know, I'm hungry. And he says, well, do you want to stop for dinner? And he says, not really. And now she's hurt, because she was hoping he would pick up on the fact that she's tired, she doesn't want to fix dinner, but she didn't say what she wanted. And a man thinks she's just stating a fact. So it's a whole different way of communicating.
Mm. Now, Mike, you say when it comes to conflict in marriage relationships, guys actually have one of four different styles of conflict management. Can you run through those quickly?
Yeah, I think it can. It's not a scientific thing, but just in my own experience and what I did have seen in the research, there's two very broad strokes on different types of people, and this can apply to men or women, that there are people that tend to be more on the extrovert side and people that tend to be more on the introvert side, not meaning shy or not shy, but extroverts tend to process quickly, and they tend to process out loud. They talk about what they're thinking. Introverts tend to process internally. They need to listen, take the information in, and then they decide what they're thinking, which is why an introvert and an extrovert, if you have that in a marriage, it seems like one person always wins, the extrovert, because they come up with things and the introvert doesn't know what to say. 10 minutes later, they think of the perfect response. So those are two of the factors. And then you mesh those with the fact that most people tend to be driven either by fear or anger. And that's a very broad stroke. But the way we respond to conflict is, someone who responds with fear tends to withdraw from a relation, from a conversation, whereas someone that's driven more with anger tends to press forward and try and deal with it. So you've got your anger-driven extroverts, your fear-driven extroverts, your anger-driven introverts, and your fear-driven introverts. And just understanding the basics of how those work, that neither one of them is wrong, but if we understand the other person, it shows us not to back someone necessarily in a corner if they're an introvert and try and force them to express their feelings. Men usually don't know what they're feeling. Instead of asking a man, what are you feeling? Just say, what are you thinking? Because that's much more concrete.
Mm. Our guest is Mike Bechtel. His book is called I Wish He'd Come With Instructions, A Woman's Guide to a Man's Brain. We actually have 5 copies of Mike's book to give away. If you would like one of these books, you can call us right now, one of the first 5 callers, at 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH for a copy of I Wish He'd Come With Instructions. Mike, there are some things about men that come from just the basic fact that they're males, and some things that come from their choices. You talk about this in the book. What's the difference?
Well, we didn't get to pick our backgrounds. We didn't get to choose our parents or where we were brought up or whether we were in a privileged environment or a less privileged environment. We didn't get to pick how we were disciplined. That all was part of our background. And that does help shape some of the way we're wired. We do bring part of that in. It's part of that that way of handling life. We go to those default settings. And there are some things that we can change through some help with professionals. We can work through some of those things. We can handle, change some of the things that we can bring into the relationship. But the part that comes from being male, the way we focus, the way we respond, the way we think, can't change. And so we call it stuff, the stuff we bring in to our relationship. That's stuff that can be explored and worked on. The maleness is not going to change any more than a turtle is going to learn how to fly. It's not that birds are better than turtles or vice versa. It's the basic thing we have to work with. And so we can change a lot of things, but we can't change the things that are male. It's good for a woman to discover what's part of his maleness, what's part of his stuff, and then learn how to separate those.
Mm. Well, Mike, just got about 2 minutes left. Explain how a man is hardwired by God to make a difference throughout his life.
We went and saw the movie Sully the other night. And as I was watching that, we were thinking about the fact that when Captain Sully landed that plane on the Hudson River, that he became a hero. And most guys, when they were watching that, I think there was a little thing tucked away in the back of their brain that said, boy, I wish I could have done that. Because we want to make a difference. We want to be a hero. But most of us aren't going to have that opportunity. In fact, Captain Sully didn't have that morning. He didn't get up and say, I think I'm going to hit a flock of birds today and save 155 people. It's just that wiring to really want to do something that makes a difference. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be making a difference in his world. So if he can be a hero to his spouse, something, one quick example, and because I know you need to wrap it up, we painted the baseboards. I painted the baseboards on our house after 9 years of living here. I just noticed they weren't painted after all those years. And so when my wife came home, I wanted to be a hero. I wanted her to notice, but I knew that wasn't fair. So when she came home, I said, could you come in the bedroom just for a minute and ooh and ah over the baseboard? And she said, yeah, let me put my stuff down. Give me 2 minutes and all. And so she came in, and of course she said, ooh, ah. And then she said, you know what, that really does make a whole difference in the room. Thanks for doing that. You did a great job. And so we played with it. But I got to be a hero in that way, and it gave me everything I needed. I don't have to bring down planes, but I just want to be recognized and make a difference in the life of the person that means the most to me.
That is great. Mike Bechtel, thanks so much for your time. The book, once again, is called I Wish He'd Come With Instructions, A Woman's Guide to a Man's Brain. Mike, thanks again for this great contribution. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Bill. Always a privilege.